that there's nothing that can happen in this earth realm without God giving it permission. And God has given Corona permission in Jesus' name to operate. I want you to catch this, because in Jesus' name, I want you to understand, glory be to him, that nothing can happen without God's permission. And even right now, where people are thinking of bad about Corona, Corona is on an assignment. Oh, you need to catch this. Corona is on an assignment. God has allowed Corona to present itself at a time such as this because Corona is on an assignment. And that's the reason I don't care who praying, you cannot stay God's hand until the assignment is completed. The thing for the peoples of God is we need to be covered under the blood, and we need to be having a legal right to use his name. But this will not go away until it has finished the purpose that God sent it to do. God was dealing with me. He's saying, I don't care who pray. Until the assignment has been finished, Corona can't leave. We are in a time now, we call this Palm Sunday, the day that Jesus entered into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. And the Bible said they began to holler, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. And they took palm branches and they were laying it out and they were parading Jesus into Jerusalem. But in the name of Jesus, God is saying something to me. You know, next Sunday, glory be to God, tomorrow be Monday, but Sunday's coming. What I'm saying to us in the name of Jesus, God is preparing a time for people to repent and come to the Lord while it is still an hour to come. Because the Bible says, labor while there is still day. Because night cometh and ain't no man will be able to work. Right now is the most acceptable time for people to cry out for Jesus. Say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Right now, because why God is allowing this to be. And if what the devil meant for evil, God don't turn it into good. But it takes somebody that got a mind to understand that this cannot overthrow me. Because great is he that is within me than he that is in the world. And I serve an awesome and mighty God, and can't nothing withstand him. Because God said, if God be for you, who or what can withstand you? Nothing. Not even Corona, COVID-19, or whatever they want to call it. I want you to catch this in Jesus' name. Because today I want to bring you back to remembrance that Jesus' name is the name that is above every other name. See, until you catch a revelatory knowledge of that. See, people saying the name. I've been teased all this time. Why he got to say in the name of Jesus? Why everywhere he go in the name? They don't understand. That's the most powerful name that he is. And when I speak it, it brings him into my circumstance. It brings him into my situation. So no matter how many rise up against me, as the scripture say, they may come at you one way, but they have to flee in seven, because of that name is so powerful that everything in heaven, in earth, and hell respects it, because it ain't no name higher than his name. He got that name by inheritance. He got it by confirming, and then he got it by conquest. And Jesus said, oh, I wish I had time to take us through him. But I want you to catch this, what God is trying to say to us, that that name is the most powerful name there is in Jesus' name. If you say that name and you in relation with him, demons get scared. If you really walking in the walk that God called you in the holiness and you being separated from the world, Corona, when it look at your house, it gets scared. Oh, Jesus' name. The word said Jesus is God. The Bible said in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. in Jesus' name. In other words, there's nothing that you may be going through that the power and authority in Jesus' name can't fix. When they came to him in John 18, Jesus was at the Garden of Gethsemane. Judas had betrayed him. And they come and Jesus said, "Whom thou seekest?" And they said, "We seek Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said, "I'm he." Everything they trying to find a cure for, the same way Jesus told them then, "I am he," he's still saying, "I am he. I'm what you're looking for. Why are you looking somewhere else? I am he whom you are seeking. I am he. Did I not tell you that I am your answer to coronavirus, to HIV, to cancer, to diabetes, tuberculosis, and anything else? Did I not tell you that I am he?" Oh, Jesus' name. But the sadness of it, people looking for everything else. And God told me why. Because nobody really want to give him his glory. God said, "I will share my glory with no man." From the president down, nobody want to say Jesus is the answer. So they looking everywhere trying to find something. So can't nobody bow and give him the glory. Ain't that saying? But that's where we are spiritually. Peoples in this nation all over the earth is trying to find somebody else. They trying to get this doctor, that doctor, this scientist, and everybody else. Because they rather give man glory than to give it to God. And we're in a sad state. But God is in the providence that hoping that somebody will recognize what's really going on. You just trying to steal God's glory instead of our whole earth bowing down and saying, "Lord, to you and you alone have we seen." See, we in sin just looking for another cure somewhere else. Jesus' name, glory be to God. Jesus say, "I am he. Because the name that had been conferred to me is greater than any name." Jesus say, "I am he." Go with me to Philippians 2 and 9. We don't get somewhere here today. Y'all just bear with me for a minute. Because Jesus got that name by inheritance. He got it by conferment, and he got it by conquest. He inherit this name in Jesus' name. The Bible said, "Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name." Corona got a name. But Jesus' name is above Corona. Cancer got a name. But Jesus' name is above cancer. Tuberculosis got a name. But Jesus' name is above that. Whatever it is, crack addiction, drug addiction, alcoholism, prostitution, whatever it is, Jesus' name is above it. But the problem is people saying the name, but they not believing in the power and authority that's in that name. See, when you say that name, believing with it, the power and authority, things change. People saying it, but they don't believe nothing. They don't believe that much authority. That's the problem. How can that much authority be in a name? See, religious folk, they don't catch it. You have to really be of faith to believe that the name of Jesus is greater than any other name. The Bible says in the book of Acts 4 and 12, there are no other name given under heaven whereby man can be saved. That word saved means sozo. It don't mean just going to heaven. That means totally salvation. That God want to make you healthy, whole, financially sufficient in every other area of your life. That word sozo means wholeness. When you look that word up in Jesus' name, salvation in the Greek, sozo, that what it means, that God came. Jesus, I came that you can have life and have it more abundant in every area of your life in Jesus' name. But people saying the name, but they don't believe in authority in that name. I'm so glad you asked me. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Go to Acts, the third chapter with me. I hear you in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Acts, the third chapter. Start at verse 1 with me. I want to get us somewhere here. In Jesus' name. Glory be to him. Oh, Jesus. Come with me right here. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer being the ninth hour. Come on with me. In Jesus' name. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. That's, you know, you see people on the street always looking for something. But really what they asking you for, people think giving them a dollar or two, that ain't really what they looking for. They looking for how to get out of my demise. How can I get better to I don't need to stand out here and ask for money no more. See, you be giving them little bits of stuff, giving them stuff that really ain't sufficient, because they'll be back later on that day looking for some more. But if that man can get truly delivered, if that woman can get truly set free, that's what they really asking for. But you always think, if I gave them a couple of coins, that'll be so. I did my godly duty. No, you ain't. You hadn't, because your godly duty is to tell them, is Peter now finna tell them. Watch this. Come on here. Jesus' name. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple accident in arm. Come with me. Peter, passing his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Come on here. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Next verse with me. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. See, we be thinking people want silver and gold, or them George Washingtons and them Benjamins and all of them things, them paperback, them greenbacks. But in actuality, the man saying, yeah, I appreciate this, but what I really need is some deliverance. The Bible said the man fasted, but Jesus said, in the name of Jesus, you can rise up and walk, man. You ain't got to beg no more. See, we be thinking that's that we doing our Christian duty, but in actuality, until you get enough faith to be able to go and use the name of Jesus and it be effective, you ain't really doing nothing. The man been there, but the thing is, sometimes when you find people's on the street, they just want silver and gold. But when you find somebody around the church asking you, they ain't asking for silver and gold. They asking you for deliverance. See, we get it so confused. Give them this, do this and do that. But that ain't really what they asking. They came to the church looking for the effectiveness in Jesus' name. But the people at the church that using the name don't believe that it got that much authority and power in it. You got to realize what is really going on in the Bible. Go down to verse 16 with me. I'm going to be through here on that, but I got something that God wants to share. Right here, the same thing. Go down to verse 16. They were saying, in his name, through faith in his name, has this man strong, whom you see and know, yea, the faith which is by him, has given this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. They was asking him, how is it that this man is healed? Jesus said, and in his name and through faith in his name. You need to catch this. Even what we're dealing with Corona right now, unless you have faith in his name, unless you understand in his name, and through faith in his name. See, you can be saying in his name, but don't have faith in the power of that name. You're putting on a prayer march. You having prayer gathering, but you don't really understand what Jesus said, what Peter was saying, and in his name, and through faith in his name. This is why this man is sound. We looking for somebody. It's all in Jesus. But the reason the church is not being effective, because even the church are using Jesus' name, but they don't believe in authority and power in his name. And in his name, and through faith in his name. You got to catch that. You using his name, but do you see the faith in that name? So many people are flunking. It's in the name that does the work. It's faith in the name that does the work. It's not just using the name. You got to have faith in that name. I hear people even trying to mimic me in Jesus' name. You saying it, but you don't even believe it. Reading, I laugh, and I tell them, you're messing with something dangerous, because it's a two-edged sword. You can cut yourself, and it can kill you, because you're using without understanding what you're doing. It ain't just calling his name. I believe in the authority that's in that name. He improved himself over and over. That reading, I use it as much and often as I can, because I know it's power in the name of Jesus. When they came, that power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. It is power when you believe that, because it ain't nothing greater than the name of Jesus. If people's understood that in the church, every church will be open right now proclaiming in Jesus' name. Because we have authority. The world might still be going through, but you ought to have enough to be able to cover yourself in the name. Because the Bible tell me in Proverbs 18 to 10 that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous can run into it and they are saved. But the problem is, people, it doesn't come any other way. Faith doesn't come any other way but by the word. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you keep spending time in that word every day, it begins to force you to see the authority and the power in Jesus' name. When we go and start looking from Matthew and see all the people Jesus was healing, people he was raising from the dead in that name. In the book of St. John, the ninth chapter, when the man born blind from his mother's womb, and they began to ask him, how is it that he see? He said, in the name of that Jesus y'all talking about, the one that y'all don't believe, but I believe, and that's the reason I can see you. I can see the smirk on your face. I used to couldn't, but I can see your countenance have fallen. Because why? The very one that you announced it, God has announced it, and that's how I'm here, because of him. You say, I got faith in him and faith in his name. That's the reason I'm here right now. Go with me to the book of Acts 4. It ain't going to be long, but it's so much God want to give you in Jesus' name. Until we get to a place that we honestly understand what God is saying. We ain't there yet. In the church, but don't believe. The church ought to be right now, this day, out promoting the name of Jesus and lifting up his blood, telling everybody, no matter what you've been through, whatever, even if you got it, the name of Jesus can heal you. Instead of running from the church, you ought to be running to it. People running to UMC. They running to Baptist, St. Dominic, Mary Hill, everywhere, looking for some, calling everywhere, talking about we need more ventilator, we need masks, we need this, we need that. But only thing you really need, if you had faith in the name of Jesus, if you really understood that. But we are the peoples of faith. They call themselves believer, but believe in what? Because if you really believe in that name, you will stand up. Peter, civil and gold, I have not, but what I do have. I got faith in the name of Jesus that when I speak over your life, you'll rise up and walk. See, when you understand that and you believe that, stuff starts changing for you. People ought to be running to the church instead of trying to run to find a ventilator. So you got to catch what I'm saying. These people wasn't. The Bible says that in the book of Mark, the 5th chapter, there was a woman that had an issue for 12 years. The Bible says she had been to many physicians. She never got better, but she got worse. But she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment. In other words, if I can get with Jesus, I can be all right. If I can just get to this Jesus, I'll be all right. The man with the leprosy. See, it was against the law for an unclean woman to be out in public. It was against the law for the man with leprosy to be out anywhere. But the man said, I'm going to die anyway, so if I'm going to die, let me die, getting my healing on. So they came to Jesus, say, everybody else ain't help me, but let me try Jesus. Amen. See, the problem is you ain't got nobody trying Jesus. We looking for everything else in Jesus' name, but ain't nobody trying Jesus. Acts the 4th chapter. Go down to verse 7 for time's sake for me. Verse 7. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked it, by what power or by what name have you done this? They're going back and asking them, hold up, how? Who gave you authority to heal? What, by what power? About what name? Because they understood something had to be greater than this sickness on this man. By what power? About what name have you done this? See, people don't understand the name that is above every name. The Bible said, wherefore God has highly exalted him and giving him a name. When you are born again, you have a legal right to use the name of Jesus. But the problem is, so many people claim to be born again, but don't believe that the name got all that power. Hell trembles when you mention Jesus. Jesus can show up in a synagogue, demons are beginning to say, Jesus, have you come here to torment her before I tell? He ain't said nothing. He just showed up. Jesus get out of a boat in the city of Gadara, and he come, demons start hollering out, have you come to destroy us before time? He ain't said nothing. He just got out the boat. What have we to do with thee, Jesus, son of David? Why you here messing with us? We over here. These folk can't do nothing with us. We got this group over here. But now you have showed up. We got issues. We got trouble now. See, when somebody speak in the name of Jesus in faith, demons get troubled. People are singing about Jesus, but don't believe in the thought and the power. Because, see, we ought to be able to be in praise that way out of our situation by now if the church really believe in the name of Jesus. But you got many people that don't believe like that. Watch this. Come on with me. Verse 8. Come on, in Jesus' name. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers of the peoples and elders of Israel, come on with me. If we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, come on with me. Being known unto you all and to all the peoples of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand here before you whole. Come on with me. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which had become the head of the corner. Come with me next verse. Neither is there salvation in any other, but there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, the name of Jesus. Peter wasn't talking about you just dying and you going to heaven. Peter saying that word salvation, he said there's no other name given under heaven whereby man can be made whole, to be healed, to experience God's total salvation for humanity. That's the only name that we got. Only doctor we need. That's the only medication that is given. His name is Jesus. Have you taken a dose of him? Because why? That is the name that is above every other name. They ain't nothing greater than him. The problem is that peoples have not accepted that fact that Jesus is more than enough. He is I am. I am whatever you need me to be when you need me. If you need me to be a doctor in your sick room, I am. Because he comes in with the medication in the name of Jesus. Dr. Jesus. That song, come on in the room. Come on in the room. Jesus is my doctor and he write out all my prescriptions. He give me all my medicine in the room. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you come on in the room, when you bring Jesus into your situation, you got everything you have need of. But the problem is people don't want to bring Jesus in. They're looking for somebody else. I love that when John was sitting in the prison, he sent his disciples to go ask Jesus, are you the one or should we look for somebody else? Jesus said, go tell John what you see. That the blind see it, the dumb is speaking, the deaf is hearing, the lame is walking, the lepers are being cleansed, and the dead is being raised. Go tell him. He ain't got to look no way else. I am him, Jesus' name. I am. Of Jesus, this is the power. Jesus' name is not just your legally, it's also your because of the covenant you entered in through the adoption when you became sons and daughters of the Most High God. In Jesus' name, when you entered the new covenant by faith in Jesus, you became one spirit with the Lord. The same spirit that was in Jesus, when you got born again, that same spirit is in you, in Jesus' name. Jesus, just because he's not here on the earth, his name still carries authority. It still carries power. You say, what you mean? Just think if it was Bill Gates and you went down to the place to buy a house and the banker said, well, you ain't got enough credit to buy a house. But then they say, well, we can't help you. But then you say, if we'd have known you, then we could have helped you, but we don't have nothing to show that you good for this loan. But then they say, well, my daddy Bill Gates. Oh, the banker say, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Your dad ain't here, but you Bill Gates' son. Sit on right down here, sir. Let me come over here and get you this money. Even though Bill Gates wasn't in the room, but his name carried that kind of authority. Just because Jesus ain't here on the earth, but that name carried that kind of authority. So when you speak in that name and you say that Jesus is my oldest brother, then in Jesus, oh, that changed the whole situation. Come on, sit down. You mean to tell me you related to Jesus? Yeah, he the firstborn among many. He the firstborn of many brothers. He my oldest brother in Jesus' name. So you mean to tell me that you and Jesus got the same debt? Yes, sir. Well, whatever you have need of, that's reason Jesus said, if you ask the Father anything in my name, I will do it. Because why? His name carry authority. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Because that name carry authority. Heaven recognize it. Earth identify with it. Hell is terrified when he hears Jesus' name, because that's the name that is above every name. And the problem is so many people in the church don't understand it. You became part of the body. You became part of his flesh the moment you got born again. You became part of his flesh in his bone in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. But the power is, the Bible says, so as he was in the world, so are we. The same authority Jesus walked with, we have the same ability, the capacity But the problem here, people don't believe in the name. They say it, but you don't believe. When you speak that name, glory be to God, it takes you somewhere. It opened doors for you that could not have been opened no other kind of way. It closed the doors that could not have been closed no more. But when you walk in that name, when you believe in the thought and the power in that name, it takes you into another realm. And people began to acknowledge, hold up, how did you get here? In the name of Jesus. I came by Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. I came in his name with authority in his name, Jesus' name. But how many of us in the church call ourselves believers? We quote the name, but don't believe in the power and authority that's in that name. That's an awesome name, brothers and sisters. That you can only hit that kind of faith by spending time with that name. Just try it sometime. Go around the house and just start saying in the name of Jesus. Just go sometime just walking around the house in the name of Jesus. And you see stuff start leaving, you be wondering, what in the world that move? Demons that used to be in that house. Spirits. When you begin to speak it, you start out, they ain't worried about you because they know you just talking. But when you keep getting faith and you begin to call that name, stuff started to look like the door went open and went out and slammed behind the seven. You be saying, wait a minute, the how, honey? No, you just did an exorcist. You thing just left because now you speaking with authority and demons say, hold up, I can't stay here no more. They used to live there. Didn't even pay no rent, but they live there. Didn't pay no mortgage, but they live there. Been driving your car, that reading places you go, you wonder how to get here because it wasn't you, it was them. But you starve while you're driving, saying, in the name of Jesus. You can't go back by the dope house and no other house that ain't of God. Beside God's house, the thing is just something just happens. Because when you begin to speak that name, Jesus' name, your deliverance come in Jesus' name. Because it's power in that name. See, when you saying that name, it brings him into your situation. You saying, Jesus, come here, big brother. I got an issue here. I need some help. That's just like when you speaking in faith, you summon angels. They on assignment for you anyway. He said, are they not all ministering spirit that have been sent forth to minister on behalf of those that are be heirs of salvation? When you speak the name of Jesus in faith, things happen. Stuff that you don't even know took place have taken place. People that have plotted up against you, that come in and sidewind you because you were speaking that name, demons saw it and they say, I ain't messing with that woman. I ain't messing that man. Pilate waved, told the wife, told him, said, man, listen, I had many troubled dreams about this man. Don't mess that man, you better leave him alone. Pilate said, I wash my hand with this, y'all handle it. Because why? It's something about Jesus. When somebody know who he is, no authority, it's something about Jesus. It's something when you got enough faith to believe in his name and through faith in his name that this can be done. With man, it's impossible. But with Jesus, all things become possible. When you begin to say that, reading Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, when you have faith in my name, I do it. Not just because you're just saying the name, but when you have faith in my name. See, we all got a right to use his name in this regard. We got a lip and a mouth, we can say it. But the problem ain't that. Do you have faith in your heart to believe? When faith comes. See, when faith comes, you begin to use that name in another way now. You speaking it with authority. It ain't just you talking about Jesus. Jesus, in the name of Jesus. The devil ain't scared of that. But when the devil began to know that you believed that authority that had been delegated to him by inheritance, by conference, and by conquest in Jesus' name, he inherited a name above every other name, Jesus' name, by conference, because he was the second person of the Godhead. It was conferred upon him. The Bible says, though he humbled himself as a servant, but he took it that not to hold to no reputation, but he humbled himself even to the death, even on the cross. And by conquest, he went down in hell and took the key of death and hell from the devil. So that name is the most powerful name. It is. Anytime he shows up, things move. When somebody's believing that by faith, when you begin to grow in faith that the name of Jesus is yours to speak, but you can't speak it until you grow up, because you'll hurt yourself. You're trying to call Jesus into your situation, but the situation is happening because of your singing. And when he come, he don't have to judge your singing just as well as the person you calling him on. See, you can cut yourself with the same blade. All right. Because the Bible said the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. You need to be careful. When you calling him, are you in a situation, Lord, you need to help me because he treated me bad. Lord, you need to help me because she ain't do me right. And God said, okay, I hear you, but let me check this thing out. So you was in sin when y'all got into it. Y'all ain't married, right? Yeah, okay. So y'all in fornication or either in adultery. Since you claim you knew better, because you use my name, when I come, I first got to judge you because you claim you could see. But if you were blind, I could overlook your stuff. But since you claim you knew better, I got to handle you first. That reading the scripture said judgment don't first begin in the house of God. See, that thing worked both ways. See, until you get grown enough, you shouldn't use that name. Because you can hurt yourself and get other people's hurt. Because you in sin, and when he come to judge the sin, everybody in the car will get judged together. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Because you went innocent. God had compelled you to come out from amongst them and be separated, but yet you were still cahoosted. So God said, when I come to judge everybody in the car, you are not guiltless. Oh, glory be. I have to take you down too and allow you to be frisked. I got to let you be shook up, that hopefully through this shakeup, you won't call my name until you mature enough to use it. So you don't just call the name of Jesus just to be calling it. You call it because, see, there's sometimes you don't need to call the name of Jesus. You say, what you mean? Some things God has given you authority you can handle. You call him when you can't. There's some things that you ought to be able to delegate yourself. You can use his name. And you can write a check in his name. But you got to first make sure that he's given you authority to write a check. So many times people are trying to use his name without authority to use his name. See, this is legally binding. When you got born again, you were given the right to use his name or to sign his name. See, when you pray, everything you say in Jesus' name when you pray. See, the Lord's Prayer that was taught in Matthew 6 ain't the prayer that God wanted, because you don't see at the end of it to say nothing about in Jesus' name. It wasn't even signed. He was just showing you what you should include. Jesus' name. It wasn't even signed yet. Oh, glory be to God. I read Jesus said it in John 16, chapter 13, verse. He said, how is it until now you have not done this? But I'm telling you, because while I was with you, I took care of your business. Amen. But I ain't here no more, but this is what you can do. If you walk upright, as I've shown you, whenever you got a situation, you can use my name. You can sign it. How much money you need, you can sign my name on it. What situation are you in? You can use my name to get out of it. What is it that you're dealing with in Jesus' name? Do this and I'm going to be finished. Psalm 91, 14 and 6, say, through 16. I'm going to be through. Jesus' name. Man, how many of you all honestly understand the power and authority is in Jesus' name? I ain't talking about just saying the name. People say, yeah, I know that. I said, how many do you all believe that there's power in the name? Psalm 91, verses 14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. See, when you know that name, when you know the authority and the power in that name, it puts you in a realm that other people ain't in. They sitting in the church, but they are not in that realm because they don't understand the authority that's in that name. When you begin to understand the authority in that name, it takes you to another arena. Yes, sir. You walk with your chest up because why? You know, I got this. Because wherever I'm at, he's there also. Because he told me he'll never leave me, neither will he forsake me. He told me that the battle is not mine, but it's the Lord. So he got this. Because he has known my name. Come on with me. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. See, when you know that name, you can have all these expectations. That he'll provide, he'll protect me. He'll cover me. He'll deliver me in his name. Come on to the next verse. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my sozo. As long as he in the earth realm, I'm going to let him behold my salvation. I'm going to let him see all my goodness in Jesus' name. Because he have known my name. He have believed in my name. There's power in that name. There's authority in that name. In Jesus' name, the name that is above every other name. Brothers and sisters, there's nothing greater than him. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear and whom shall I be afraid? If you know him like that, what you fear for a Lord? It's in Jesus' name. When you understand, that name is greater than anything. People through social media and made Corona or COVID-19. They have made it God. It got people bowing down to it. Would you say, yes, yes. The devil is a lie. We have the name that is above every other name. When you hide, now talking about, you got to be careful. Yeah, you use good sense. Don't get me wrong. Because God told us to be wise as a serpent, but humble as a dove. You use good sense. But you don't let that thing make you so anxious that you stress. I tell people all the time, I've been saying it for years, some of you all ain't grown enough to watch TV. Chronologically, you may be of age, but spiritually, you too immature to watch TV to be able to hear and not receive. You have made coronavirus your God. You speaking more of him than you is Jesus. Oh, they said this, and they said that, and they said this. The president said this. The governor said this. The mayor said this. But what did Jesus say? You can tell me about what everybody else saying, what the news said, but what did he say? He said, I know how to deliver the godly out of the hour of temptation. He said, all them that put their confidence in me, they shall never be disappointed. Won't you say what he said more than you say what they saying, and then you can have something. Because the Bible said death in life is in the power of your own tongue, and you that speak much of it shall eat the fruit thereof in Jesus' name. Job said, if everything I feared have come upon me. People in a stay-at-home position or catch corona in some air because the fear, you keep speaking it. I might get it. We don't get it. We don't get it. Job said, the thing I have feared it the most have come upon me. Because in Solomon said, if you keep speaking it, you can have whatsoever you say it. Jesus said it. You can have whatsoever you say it. You keep talking about corona, you don't get a corona. It ain't in the baller neither. I'm just saying. Yeah, you need to be careful. Yum, 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 yum. You got the mask on, you got gloves, but you with a man, you ain't married with. You got the mask and the glove, but you with a woman that you don't even know her last name. And you thinking you can't get nothing from that? Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Let me get here. Let me get here. Let me get here, Jesus. Let me get here, Jesus. What I'm just saying in Jesus' name, while you trying to be overprotected over him, you ain't left the door open. The enemy say, oh, yeah, I found a back door. I can walk up here and take you out. Now you gone to the hospital, and they finna have your funeral. They say, what they die of? It wasn't corona. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. They OD. OD, yeah, they had a little too much. It's amazing to me. Package stores are open. People talking about you need to stay at home and be protected. Don't put nobody else's life in danger. But every time that man get that bottle of whiskey, get behind that wheel, he putting everybody's life in Jesus. People, man, let me tell you. But the package stores are still open. People buying big bottles of it. You don't take, but the devil is a liar and the father of them. Let me say something here. In Jesus' name. Talk this word ain't essential. The devil is a liar. Go ask a fish if water is essential for his livelihood. Go out there and ask that grass if the soil is essential for it to stay growing. Go ask a man if food is essential for his body to keep nourished. But you ask a man of God, is the word essential for my spirit to keep growing? Oh, Jesus, tell me what is essential and what is non-essential. Jesus' name. Lord Jesus' name. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word, not some of it, but every word. So it's essential for me to live. Just like air is to a man breathing. Without the word, I can't live. Jesus' name. God is bringing us to a place that our faith to be enlarged. That we can walk in places, the high places, because other stuff finna come upon this nation, upon the world. As I was sharing with the son early this morning, that this is hurricane season. Let them start coming today. Stay at home. You ain't gonna have no home to stay in. So we don't cover you when you have to go to a shelter and you got people you don't know up in there. We don't protect you then. If you don't know the name of Jesus, if you ain't covered in the blood, we don't protect you then. Jesus. Let me see Jesus. ain't nobody thinking about Jesus' name. If you ain't already covered, if you don't already have authority to use that name, then what's going to happen?
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. You find no atheists and no agnostic peoples in the military over in Iraq or Iran, because when they start sending off them bombs, everybody that believe, they begin to say, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. I thought you didn't believe it. Oh, Jesus' name. Why should you wait till you get under hell's fire before you get in relation with him? Why not use good sense and get protected before you do it? We staying at home protecting ourselves. I'm sure my God just been talking to me. The Egyptians thought they could hide out in their houses and none of their babies would die. But when God allowed a deaf angel to go through Egypt that night, every firstborn of animal and child died, and they were hid out. This virus is on an assignment, and can't nobody stay the hand of God until it has accomplished its purpose. The same way God said, a word that goeth forth out of my mouth shall not return unto me void, but thou accomplishing what I have sent it to do. The same way corona cannot be taken out until it has accomplished God's purpose. It ain't no sickness or disease in heaven, but God allowed the enemy to use it for God's purpose. God trying to draw people to his son before it's too late. Because time is winding up and your time is running out. As I told you before, time is a perishing commodity. Once it's gone, you can't go get it back. The opportunity that God is giving to mankind right now in the midst of adversity is giving you an opportunity to stop, be still, because he touched every sphere of human entertainment. They even start playing old reruns of football game, basketball game. Why? Because somebody so stupid calling the NBC, ABC, oh, we need some sport, do something, show us anything. Instead of crying out and say, Jesus, have mercy on me. Show me your son, Father. But we want to see reruns. You know how wicked and desperate, how ignorant you is when you rather sit and watch reruns than getting a fresh review, a revelation of who Jesus is. You looking, watching stuff that happened 13 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and it's like you addicted. You're getting a high one. I got to have my fix. Addicted on sports. Addicted on all kind of entertainment. But God said, I shut down everything to get you to have enough sense to bow down, ask me for forgiveness, and look up that I can forgive you and heal this lady. But there's no humility. Because everybody thinking, brothers and sisters, until we get to a place that we truly repent. And I love that what Solomon said in 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter. See, everybody like to run to the 7th chapter. But you got to get through 6 to get to 7. And Solomon began to cry out to God and says, God, if these peoples that are wicked would truly repent from their heart and pray from this place to heaven, would you rid this nation of its plague and its pestilence? Solomon went through about 12 different plagues that came upon Israel because of their sins. The thing is, the pandemic is, the whole earth is sin sick. You talking about corona? No. It's the sin that it brought forth corona. Until you get enough humility in you. That reason he said, if my people which are called by my name will first humble themselves. See, we so prideful, we think we ain't sinners. You seeing more than the folks in the street. The sin of your unbelief. My people, which are called by my name, if they first humble themselves. See, you can't repent if you don't think you did nothing wrong. Because you go to church, don't make you saved. Just coming down 55 from the radio station this morning, and I was looking at the cars on the car lot. And I looked over here in the hair and gear, they had Lexus and everything. But I seen something else on the parking lot. But as God began to reveal to me, no matter how long that pole that lights up the parking lot stay there, it'll never become one of them cars. Same way in the church. I don't care how long you've been sitting in the church. Until you repent and be transformed by the renewing of your mind, you'll never be a Christian. Sitting in the building don't make you a Christian. It's when you be renewed and transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's when you become a child of God. So in the name of Jesus, God is saying something to us. I pray that what God has spoken, somebody heard it. And not only did you hear it, but you received it.